It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Mark Yeagy. Welcome to another episode of the Wealth Architect Podcast. So glad you're here. Today, we have an old friend and a new friend of the show. She's a financial coach, keynote speaker, author of the best-selling book, Simple Wealth, which was featured on Bankrate's top 10 personal finance books of 2022. She's the founder of Financial Impact and host of the Wealth Trifecta podcast. A pioneer in the personal finance industry, her work has been featured in Forbes, Business Insider, Yahoo Finance, Femme Founder, and more. I've given you her name now. Her mission is to empower professionals and entrepreneurs to create personal wealth and a life of design for a better world for everyone. Our guest today is Holly Morphew. Holly, welcome to the show and great to see you.
Thank you so much, Mark. It's really good to be here.
Yeah, you're always so much fun to learn from. And it's not just about money from you. It's about different areas of life that I think we all would benefit from, the spiritual areas of life, the thinking about things from an abundance perspective and about an energy perspective. And I like that way that you kind of color the financial aspects of our lives with those components. But how did it all kind of start, and how did you get to this point where you are now, where you're helping people with their money?
Oh my gosh. Well, it's really been a journey. It's truly been a journey. I did not set out to become a financial coach. Teaching personal finance is something that I discovered I had a passion for when I was in my mid-20s. I realized that my friends were having a different experience with money than I was, simply because I grew up in a family of entrepreneurs and real estate investors. And we talked about money at the dinner table. So money was always this interesting sort of neutral subject. And of course, you know, my parents taught my brother and sister and myself sort of how to have good financial habits and how to start off on the right foot, so to speak. So when I wanted to chat with my friends, you know, we were just out of college and we're all building our careers. When I wanted to chat with them about money and, you know, what are you doing to, you know, for me, it was always about financial independence. You know, how do I get to the point where work becomes a choice as quickly as possible? Because I always wanted to live my life big. Yeah. And I found that they were, you know, confused, ashamed, or overwhelmed when it came to money, or just didn't want to talk about it. And so as I started to ask the question, you know, why is that? I realized it's because, you know, we're not teaching personal finance in school, and a confused mind says no. And I think that because, you know, even our parents, mine were the exception, didn't really have a language to talk about money or really to teach their kids about money. It just became this very taboo subject. So at the time I was a member of Rotary International, International Service Organization. They had sent me to, you know, study abroad in Japan when I was in high school and study abroad in Spain when I was in college. And I thought, you know, I want to give back. What's a service project that I could create? And I thought, I'm going to go to local high schools and teach young adults about money.
Nice.
So that is where it all began.
Wow. I love that. And so it's always been about giving back and at least having a common ground where you can speak to people. And so you recognize that it was probably starting in high school, which I completely agree with. You and I have always agreed on this topic, and that we just aren't taught about the thing that we use every day, you know, money. It's like if we weren't taught about communication, we talk every day. If we weren't taught how to speak, to me, it's ridiculous. And so many people just don't know. So I'm so glad you're out there educating people about what it is. But let's talk about this. It's not just about money, is it? Isn't it more about what money can do for you?
Well, yes. And so when I'm teaching, and, you know, primarily Financial Impact is a, you know, we're a specialized financial coaching practice where we're working with higher earners who, you know, don't know how to manage their money, or just have so much money flowing through their lives, but they don't really have a system to put it in the right bucket so it starts to grow for them, or they want to make work a choice. So when we're working together, the first question is, where do you want to go?
Yeah.
What's the purpose? You know, once we get your personal finances, you know, you have a system and you know how to spend and you know where to put your money, and you know how to make it grow. What's on the other side of that? And it's like the metaphor where we all want, and actually this is funny because this is me right now. Like I want to buy a red sports car. I used to have a Porsche 944 Turbo. It was so fast and so beautiful. It was red. I loved it. It had yellow calipers and it was, it was just a super fun car to drive, but it was old. It needed a lot of work. And eventually I sold it. Now I'm ready for another red sports car. And it's like, the question is, why do I want that car? It's not so much the car, it's the feeling
yes.
of driving that car, of going fast, the freedom, the wind in my hair, the power, the appreciation for such an incredible machine. So that's what money is about. It's about what kind of a life can it afford us? And are we clear on the kind of life that we want to live? Because at this point, we all know the old, Princeton study that was done, it's been over 10 years now, that answered that question, does money make us happy? And the answer is yes, up to $75,000 a year. But beyond that, once our needs are met, it's just, extra money for extra things. So it's like, what are we all chasing? And I think once we get clear on that, it all comes into play. So money for me is like, there's the practical and tactical aspect of it, the strategy, which this is what we really should be teaching in school. How do we manage our personal finances? How do we invest our money? And how do we create income that will give us the life that we want to live? Those are really the three pieces of wealth building from my perspective. But on the other side of it is, and this also was my experience, is what is our mindset? And what are our values? And what is it that we really want to experience in life? And when we can sort of mesh those together, that's when we start to have those exponential results, not just with wealth building, but also with living a fulfilling life.
But most people know what they want, don't they?
I don't know that they do. I don't know. And I can only speak for myself and the experience that I have working with clients. It's easy to get caught in this, well, I should want the house and the car and the vacations, and that it's easy to think what we're told to think.
Yep.
But until we're asked that question, what is it that you truly value? And we're given a framework to really get clear on what it is that we value. I think a lot of us can be lost.
Yeah.
And just doing the same thing over and over again and just, feeling kind of empty inside.
On a weekly basis, we get bombarded with thousands and thousands and thousands of messages on how we should be spending our money, right? On what we should be buying. And so we are programmed by that, whether we realize it or not. And oftentimes it's not a conscious choice, right? Most people think they need a Rolex or a Gucci purse or, the bigger house on the water or whatever, but do you really need it? Is it really going to change what you want? Or is it just something that's been programmed and you're like, well, that's just a natural thing of events. I start with a 2-bedroom, I go to a 3-bedroom, then I get a big mortgage and I do this and I get a bigger car and I can't have a car that's more than 3 years old because it doesn't have the backup camera or whatever. And so, we get almost like on autopilot from this programming. And, those of us who are on this program a lot, Wealth Architect Podcast, we have a saying, never give up your power and your health, your wealth, or your time. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to live by. And that's what financial education is for me. Is like most people they might get some money or they might make some money. What they do is they shove it over to somebody that supposedly has more experience than they, right? Here you go. You know more about money than me. And the guy's 30 years old and graduated from, something with some finance degree. And he's only been trained on how to sell. And so you have to do, the kinds of things that you and I talk to people about doing. You have to take control. You have to make your decisions. You have to decide to not should all over yourself. You shouldn't do this and should all that, right? You should do what you want to do, right? So that's why I love what you teach. So let's talk about what you teach in Simple Wealth, your book. And that is, what are some tips? What are some things that people can do to grab a hold and really start to make a meaningful change in their life?
Well, I really wrote my book for those who are not, and I put it in quotations, wealthy yet. Of course, wealth is extremely subjective. My podcast is called The Wealth Trifecta. And every episode I ask, what does wealth mean to you? And most right. people don't say money.
That's funny.
Yeah. But in this context, I wrote my book for the person who really doesn't have the modern definition of wealth, positive cash flow and positive net worth. They have a lot of debt. They either need to create more income or get a handle on their expenses, or they need to create a system so that they're not overspending. And so I'm really teaching people that financial independence is available to all of us. All we have to do is know that it is actually a numerical goal, the point when work becomes a choice, because the income that we receive from sources other than a job can pay for our expenses. So you can save your way there, earn your way there, or reduce or refine your lifestyle to get there. I started my own wealth journey with $67,000 of credit card debt, living paycheck to paycheck. I was a six-figure earner, but all the money I made was leaving my accounts just as fast as it came in. And, you know, my experience was when I called my financial advisor and asked for help, he asked me how much more money I wanted to invest. And I was like, that doesn't help me at all right now. I need to eliminate the debt so that I can start creating more cash flow so that, you know, I can create a path to FI. And so, you know, I created this system. It's called the Financial Impact System, which is what I teach in the book. Applied it to my personal finances. 3 years later, I was debt-free. Shortly after that, I had money in the bank. And then I became financially independent in my 30s. I didn't save my way to FI. You know, the numerical number is 25 times your annual expenses. It's a function of your lifestyle. I earned my way there by creating additional income streams that supported my, I didn't have to go to a job. I had additional income that covered my expenses. And that was, you know, now a few years ago, and I'm still creating additional income streams. So that's partly what I'm teaching in the book is, you know, hey, how can you go from wherever you are in your wealth journey to feeling confident and empowered about how you're managing your money? What accounts do you need to open? Where does your money need to live? How are you tracking your money? I don't teach traditional budgeting. I don't think anyone's going to take the time to reconcile their accounts to the dollar. Like, why? I don't talk about wants and needs. Like, I giggled a little bit when you're talking about, like, do we really need it? No, all we need is food, water, shelter, air, clothes. But sure. Everything else is like, if you want it, let's go get it. Let's find a way to create the income or to create the lifestyle so that you can have all the things that you want. And don't be ashamed of wanting more. Like, I love luxury. I love to fly first class. I love where I live. I don't live in this teeny tiny little place where I'm trying to save every dollar I earn and hold on to it. I want to live a big, beautiful, abundant life where I get to do what I want, which for the most part is spending as much time as I can outdoors.
Yeah.
So that's really what the book is about, is it's just the simple strategy and systems that will support people in going from wherever they are in their wealth journey to financial independence.
It's amazing. I have, you know, these podcasts all the time, and I teach this too. It all comes down to systems, right? I have an investing program called the Cashflow Machine. It's a system. You have a saving, investing, and knowledge program and transformation program, frankly, called Simple Wealth. It's a system, right? Most people don't have any systems in whatever area of life, whether it's their health or their relationships. There's just no systems. There's no structure. It's kind of like you wake up and all of a sudden the world comes at you and you just react.
Yeah.
And with money, the problem is you lose the most valuable component of your wealth journey, and that's time. Time is the exponent to what you're doing in your money life. And so if you lose that time because you haven't really thought about it, no, I'll get to it later. Pretty soon you end up waking up at 50 years old and you got $67,000 in debt, or you're 65 years old and you're, you know, living on $2,200 a month in Social Security thinking that's going to cover you. And we all know that that doesn't do anything. Hey, it's Mark Yeagy here to tell you about our Cash Flow Machine trading program that's designed to teach you how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2 to 4% a month of income and growth in your portfolio. And we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a mastermind community. And the best part of that is it only takes about 20 minutes a week to implement. Now, while 2 to 4% a month doesn't sound like much, I show you exactly how we took my IRA from $111,000 to over $500,000 in just 19 months without huge risk. I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io. That's cashflowmachine.io, and you can learn more.
You also
also kind of danced around a concept called abundance. So your abundance is different from everybody else's abundance, and mine is too. I like to travel, and I don't need a red Porsche, right? Or a red sports car. I don't care what I drive, but I like to go to really cool places. That's my abundance.
Yeah.
You have an, you know, some people, their abundance is on the golf course. Some people, their abundance is to go to spas every day or, you know, every week or whatever. Some it's travel like mine. So talk about the difference that you've noticed in your practice between abundance and a scarcity mindset.
It's interesting being where I am now on my wealth journey. I reached financial independence and I thought, great, you know, this is it for me. I'm just going to live this simple life for the rest of my life. And, you know, I was only in my 30s at that point, and it kind of got boring, to be honest. So abundance is really a mindset where we believe and we know and we're practicing our ability to expand in order to receive even more. So the practice is sort of opening ourselves up to being able to receive even more and more, whether it's, you know, time on the golf course or travel time or first class tickets or red cars or whatever it is, but actually raising our vibration so that we are starting to bring that back into our lives because we are changing internally. And I know that this starts to sound a little esoteric. And, you know, for myself, I'm a Capricorn. I'm very type A. I came out of the womb, you know, independent and a planner. But it wasn't until, you know, many, many years into my wealth journey that I got a divorce, and I had been married for 10 years, and we ran a pretty successful company together. And we did that together. It was a big part of my income. And I realized that, and our divorce was amicable. We made a lot of agreements, and off we both went on our separate ways. We're both kind of happy with where we ended things and what we had created together, both thankful for that. But for me, what it meant is that at the time I had been consulting for many years, kind of teaching personal finance on the side and, you know, coaching some clients here and there. I had a few streams of income, but they weren't significant. And I realized that if I wanted to create this big, bold, beautiful life for myself, that I would have to change my mindset from holding on so tightly to my dollars. You know, I mean, that's really what I did when I was eliminating my debt, was like every dollar mattered so much to me because I had a lot of debt. I had a lot of debt and I didn't have a lot of cash, additional cash flow. But I realized that if I was willing to change my mindset from, you know, I've got to save every single dollar that I make and put it in my high yield savings account, to there is more and more money available to me. There are more fun clients that, you know, are out there who want to work with me, and my programs are changing lives, and I can charge what I'm worth for my programs, and just starting to kind of get into that abundance vortex and practice. It's a daily practice. Like you talked about systems, you know, every morning I wake up, I read from A Course in Miracles. I do my meditation. I say my affirmation. Sometimes I'm looking in the mirror so I can actually see into my soul and really transform that worldly feeling that kind of overtakes us. I don't watch the news. My boyfriend tells me what's going on in the world. Thank God for him. But, you know, I really try to safeguard myself from anything that tries to teach me that I have to follow a status quo. So for anyone who is listening, who, you know, wants to create another stream of income, or maybe it's you who are living paycheck to paycheck, or you want to increase your financial abundance, start with, what are you saying to yourself about your ability to earn? What are you saying to yourself about your ability to receive more and more and more money coming into your life? Because that's really the beginning of attracting that into your life.
Yeah, nice. It's so funny because, you know, we have, as part of any human society, I think we have a tendency, some of us, to say, oh, well, he's got it. I want what he has. And therefore, if he has it, I have to take from him, right? And it's not that way. I believe the universe is completely abundant, and there's plenty of air for us to breathe. There's plenty of water for us to drink. There's plenty of energy for us to harness. And there's plenty of money for us to go and get to make our lives better if we have good intentions behind it. And one of the people that I admire is Ray Dalio. Ray Dalio runs one of the most successful hedge funds, or did. He's now retired, called Bridgewater Capital. And one of the things that Ray Dalio talked about in his illustrious career, because he has one of the best performing, you know, rates of return ever, is he believes in the power of meditation. And I think you do. And I know that you also believe in the power of energy when it comes to money. So let's talk a little bit about that. How does having the right energy help us become more abundant, more wealthy, more able to live whatever our version of the big life is?
Well, your energy is your reality. And I really, if we back up and I share more detail and depth of my personal wealth journey, the reason that I was in five-figure debt to begin with is because when I was 20 years old, I was diagnosed with a chronic illness. And it required very expensive medication to treat. It was $5,000 a month, and my insurance company didn't cover it. On the one hand, thank God my parents taught me how to start building credit when I was young. So I had the lines of credit, and I used them. You know, I would swipe my credit card every single month for my medication to keep me alive. And after doing that for about 6 months, I had been living in Boston. I had graduated from college. I went to CU Boulder, moved out to the East Coast with my three best girlfriends, and did that for about 6 months. And my health was just kind of deteriorating. The drugs weren't really helping me. In fact, I think they were really making me feel worse. And I just realized that if I kept swiping, you know, on an entry-level salary, I started working in real estate right out of the gate and loved my job, was learning so much. And I love real estate. I'm a real estate investor myself to this day. I realized that what I was doing wasn't sustainable. And so I moved back home to live with my parents back in Colorado and, you know, eliminated that top line item of my budget, rent, and was in a more, you know, nourishing environment. So I was able to start to get better. And the same practices that I used to get healthy. So fast forward, you know, I was 20 when I was diagnosed. In 2017, I had my last checkup with my specialist doctor. And he said to me, Holly, I don't know what you did, but you are a living, breathing, walking miracle. I mean, I was handicapped for 4 years. I could not walk off and on. Wow. In my early 20s. And I was ashamed and I was alone. And it was a very dark time in my life. And just a few months before my 25th birthday, I remember I woke up. At the time I was living with my parents, I was looking at the ceiling and just kind of thinking there's something else out there. I didn't know what it was. You know, I grew up in going to church, but felt like I had sort of been indoctrinated. And so I wasn't, you know, religion wasn't really something that I like called into my life during those really tough times. But I also had this feeling that there was something else out there that was, working on my behalf that was good. And so I just kind of surrendered in that moment. If there's something else available to me to facilitate my healing, I'm open to it. I don't know what it looks like. And I just opened at that time. And then I kind of went on this healing journey. And you know the end of the story. I ultimately healed myself from chronic illness. I had ulcerative colitis, inflammatory bowel disease, and the same principles and practices. It wasn't just, you know, shifting my eating patterns and, you know, doing meditation and all of those things, yes, but also the energy healing. I saw a lot of different facilitators and teachers and practitioners who, you know, would do Reiki with me or different kinds of energy healing. And it's been so profound in my life, not just, you know, the Reiki and the energy healing that I've experienced myself, but what I've experienced on my own abundance transformation, you know, creating the different streams of income and being able to put myself in a position just a few short years after my divorce to kind of buy my dream home and live this dream life. That I decided last year I had an opportunity to get my levels 1 and 2 Usui Reiki certifications. And so now I'm an Usui Reiki practitioner. And that was important to me to learn so that I can give back to people who are where I was, you know, not knowing that there is another way, but maybe trusting or being open to another way and just letting someone kind of guide and facilitate that. Like, you don't have to be alone in your pain. You don't have to be alone in your disease, and you don't have to be alone in your financial struggle. There's always the sun shining, even if you're, you know, feeling like you're in the clouds, which, you know, that's how I felt for many, many years. So now, and I just had this idea a few weeks ago, because I know how transformational Reiki and energy healing can be, I'm starting to offer Reiki for those who want to open up to more abundance and welcome more money or more wealth into their life.
I know it sounds crazy to some people. It would have sounded crazy to me a few years ago, but opening up to the energy of this abundant universe is a part of this, right? So I studied the past, present, and the future, and I think we've got it all wrong, right? First of all, I don't even know if time is really a construct, but if we want to go down that rabbit hole, I believe that we can, you know, we have to live in the present moment, and the past can affect our present, and the future can also affect our present. So if we look to the future of what we want to be, setting goals, some people call it, but, you know, going a little bit beyond setting goals, maybe just creating the intention and the energy of what your future will look like 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and allowing it to affect your decisions today, that's energy.
Yeah.
That's visualization. That's goal setting. That's also what you talk about in Reiki, and it's also meditation. So a big part of my meditation practice is kind of what Ray Dalio professes, and that's he meditates every day. But it's also that when you meditate, what are you open to? Because meditation isn't about setting goals and talking to yourself. It's about being open and creating space that we, you know, don't have so often because we're bombarded with messages all day long, even when we're quiet. Yeah. So that to me is amazing. Can you define real quick what Reiki is for those of who are uninitiated in what it is?
Reiki is simply harnessing universal life force energy to open any blocks that you have in any of your seven chakras, or to clear any limiting beliefs that you have around anything, whether it's related to your health or happiness or money.
What's an example of a limiting belief around money?
I'm not good at making money. There's no clients that want to pay me for what I do. Just when I said that, my body felt,
That's energy, right, Holly? Like, you felt that energy just because you put that out in the universe, and that's not you. So it was incongruent energy. So yeah, that's true. So good. So you've got that shift going on in your practice as well. And so this is kind of cool, because I look at it like you're a left brain, right brain kind of person. You got the left brain thing going, big old brain going, and let's get your money situation straight and get your goals. But then you got the right brain thing going on. Like, what's your energetic pattern look like for your abundance and your wealth? So I think that's a really great meshing and melding of your practice. Just if I was going to give an opinion, which I just did. So cool.
Your opinion is welcome here, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you. Good. I'm glad. Well, let's see. If somebody were to want to start, you know, with you reading your book, you know, whatever, somebody wants to make a change in their life for the better, right? Maybe they have a situation like yours, which, you know, a lot of people wouldn't even try to look around the corner. They would just give up. You at least believe that there was something around the corner, even though you couldn't see it. But maybe there's somebody listening, watching, going through this, saying, you know, I want to take my life to a different level. I want to be able to do what that freaking Holly is doing and buying a red sports car. I want to live a big life, or I want to travel, or what? I want to change my life. What do you think the first couple of steps would be in that?
Making the decision. Okay. I want to change my life. I change my life. Today, I'm changing my life.
Yeah. Taking action, huh?
Taking action. Yeah. And again, just like with meditation and any of the other abundance principles, like on my website, which is financialimpact.com, I give away a ton of freebies to those who want to create additional income streams, the personal practices that create wealth and abundance, you know, how to get started eliminating your debt, like all these things that should be free in my mind, like financial education should be readily available and accessible to all of us. So, you know, if you want to take the first step, I've taken the first step in so many of these things. And that's why I've created these guides for, you know, anyone who's listening, who's like, oh, I want to do that. Or, oh, I need support with this. Like, there's a lot of free support that I'm offering, because wealth is for everyone. This is something I say all the time. Wealth is for everyone. I mean, imagine what the world would be like if all of our needs were met. And it's possible. We have the technology, the resources, the manpower, the abundant earth that we live on to create wealth right now for every single human being and animal on our planet today. It's possible.
I love it. Well, you're inspiring, Holly, and you certainly walk the talk and talk the walk, or whatever the order is. It sounds like both. And I really appreciate your energy, and I appreciate the message you have, and I appreciate the passion, frankly. So get in touch with this woman, everybody. She's pretty awesome. She does a lot of cool things. She jumped in on a workshop that we had a couple of months ago and provided some really amazing value and got some amazing feedback. And she's just a superstar at everything she does. So it's financialimpact.com, correct?
Yes.
I'll put a link in the show notes to that. Any final thoughts that you'd like to leave our audience with?
Just keep waking up and putting your best foot forward. You know, if you're showing up for yourself and you're advocating for yourself, just like Mark said earlier, like no one else can tell you what is right for you. Tuning into your heart and just taking a step and deciding, I want to live a better life. I am committed to living a better life, and taking one baby step. That's how it starts. That first step is the most important step.
I love it. Take a step from Holly Morphew, everybody. So Holly, thank you so much for being here. Your time, your wisdom, your energy, and your passion. I really appreciate it and you. And everybody else who's listening, I appreciate you guys too. Thank you for being a watcher, a listener. And remember what I always say, never give up your power in your health, your wealth, or your time. Have a great day, everybody, and I'll see you next time. Take care.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.